Eureka faces what's described as an intimidating challenge as it plans for meeting a state-mandated housing goal that is nearly double a previous target. During the September 2nd City Council meeting, Community Development Director Kristen Kenyon presented the state's new regional housing needs assessment numbers, with the Humboldt County region required to plan for 5,962 new housing units by 2035. That's a 76% increase from the previous eight-year cycle. As designated by the Humboldt County Association of Governments, Eureka's proposed share is 1,740 new units, a big jump from the 952 it was assigned in the last cycle. Development isn't required to happen during the new cycle, but the city has to demonstrate through its zoning and land use policies that there's a viable plan to accommodate the growth. But one of the state's main criteria for accommodation of housing is the presence of vacant, developable properties, and Kenyon said that's challenging in Eureka.
Eureka really struggles to identify adequate sites for a few key reasons. Number one, the easiest way to demonstrate compliance is to just identify vacant sites, which is counter to the state's goal of infill development, but it's hard for built-out studies because we don't have very many vacant unconstrained parcels. Because we don't have that, we need to rely on non-vacant sites, and there's a higher bar for those. You have to prove there's realistic and demonstrated capacity for redevelopment. And we don't have the type of market demand that other built-out cities like Berkeley might have.
The drastic increase is driven by some new state adjustments, including what's known as a cost burden adjustment. That's based on a finding that 42% of Humboldt County's households spend more than 30% of income on housing. For the first time, the state is figuring in levels of homelessness. Eureka and the region also have housing vacancy rates low enough to be considered unhealthy, adding more units to the mandate. Council members grasped for words to describe the situation, with Councilmember Katie Moulton referring to it as terrifying before taking it back. Grasping for the most appropriate terminology, Councilmember Mario Fernandez discussed the situation in this exchange with Kenyon.
Thank you for the enlightening, terrifying might be the wrong word, but onerous, responsibility, intimidating, projects that we have on the horizon there. And so in a sense, it feels like we're being punished for having centralized industry in Humboldt, and that's in Eureka. And so is it a state issue then? Is it a legislative issue? Because it feels like we're limited by the space that we have.
I think it stinks that you prove compliance by pointing to vacant sites, and that's what you need to do. Like, I prefer what we had to do for the pro-housing designation, which is it looked at what was in the city's control, you know, reducing regulatory barriers, providing financial, and you got a certain number, you got points for each of the little things that you did, and then your points had to add up to a certain number of points to qualify as pro-housing.
Failure to comply with the state's housing element laws would result in severe penalties. The city could be switched to a more demanding four-year housing element cycle, lose out on critical state grants for housing and transportation projects, and face significant financial penalties if sued by the state. But Councilmember Scott Bauer questioned whether the 1,740-unit mandate is doable.
The analysis that I would like to see before we're given some kind of allotment at the HCOG level is, can we physically build 1,740? I mean, we have an inventory. You know, we know where our vacancies are. We know where we have existing buildings. But can we physically do it given our space? Does anybody know that? And if we don't, we need to figure that out.
We can. I mean, we zoned our downtown for 10 stories. But I've only had people pushing back against our minimum of 2 stories. Like, there's no market demand for a 10-story building at this point. Nobody's trying to build that.
The final decision on the housing allocation methodology will be made by the Humboldt County Association of Governments in the coming months, with the city's updated housing element due in mid-2027. Also at the meeting, the council unanimously approved a partnership with the Blue Lake Rancheria to explore the potential for redeveloping a long-neglected section of the city's waterfront. The city is entering into a Memorandum of Understanding agreement with the Rancheria, a prerequisite for the tribe to apply for federal funding to analyze the potential for redevelopment of what's known as Dock B, a city-owned dock that's been reduced to pilings after earthquakes and fires over the years. Sierra Emery, Director of Strategic Initiatives for the Rancheria, said the tribe views the grant pursuit as an opportunity to, quote, realize what tribal sovereignty and tribal economics might mean in a port setting. The ultimate outcome would be a disposition and development agreement between the city and the tribe to rebuild the dock. The council's approval opens the door for the Rancheria to submit its grant application with a September 8th deadline. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.